This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 31st of July, talking today about a recent High Court case, another judicial review that has some significance for the law of consultation. Now, the most popular topics that have led to judicial reviews in recent months have concerned library closures, and they've concerned social care service changes. But here we have one for town planners. But I think it's of somewhat wider significance of that for local authorities and for other public bodies in general. We're going to call it the Amazon Shed case, but technically it is a parish council, Halebank, which is a village quite close to Widnes up in the northwest, Halebank against Halton Borough Council. And the story, put very simply, is that there was an attempt to rush through to accelerate consideration of a planning application for a really, really large warehouse distribution centre on Greenbelt land just outside the village of Halebank. Now, Halton Borough Council quite clearly made a lot of mistakes in the way they managed the consultation. And the main focus of the case is an attempt by the parish council to secure some delay in consideration so that they could effectively make submissions and respond to the consultation. And one of the intriguing aspects of this is the question of was it right in the middle of August to bring forward the date for considering the planning application without giving the parish council an opportunity not just to bring its own councillors back from holiday to consider the matter, but also to employ consultants that would help them plough through, wait for it, the 974 pages of the environmental assessment that formed part of the documentation set to do with this consultation. Now, the other aspect of this that has caught our attention is that here was a case where a council, like so many others, actually have a document called the Statement of Community Involvement. Now, lots of these statements contain very fine words about wanting to encourage people to bring forth their views and how they're going to listen to local people. And the judge was, I think, quite scathing, rightly so, about the way in which council officers in particular, and one who rejected the delay without any authority for doing so, was effectively riding roughshod over the sentiments of their statement of community involvement. Now, we will obviously incorporate this case in our training courses on the law of consultation, and I've no doubt that planning lawyers will be crawling over this with some enthusiasm. From our point of view, it is yet another demonstration of the fact that the courts will intervene if they think that people who have a right to be heard under the rules of consultation are being denied it. And if for no other reason, this case, therefore, is, in our view, one of considerable significance. Now, it will be available as a briefing note for members of the Institute and for others. If you ring us up, I'm sure we can tell you a little bit more. So it's the Amazon Shed case, Halebank against Halton, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it for quite a long time.